This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani used harsh language today aimed at the United Arab Emirates, calling his decision to establish normal ties with Israel a huge mistake. In a televised speech, Rouhani warned the Gulf country against allowing Israel to have what he called a foothold in the region. The UAE-Israel agreement, announced on Thursday, is seen as a strategic boost for the Arab Gulf states' regional and global standing. As the oil spill off the coast of Mauritius in the Indian Ocean worsens, Japan's Environment Minister Shinjiro Koizumi says Tokyo will send a team to assess the damage. 1,000 tons of oil have leaked out so far just off the Mauritius coast. A Japanese-owned bulk carrier struck a coral reef in late July, triggering a state of environmental emergency. Scientists are calling it the country's worst ecological disaster. Removing the ship will be a delicate operation and is likely to take months. France, which once ruled Mauritius, says it will assist in the cleanup. New outbreaks of the coronavirus are causing unwelcome news for summer vacationers across much of Europe, as some pandemic restrictions are going back into effect. Nightclubs are being shut down, face mask requirements are being expanded, even in trendy resort areas. Europe's hardest hit countries, Britain, France, Italy, and Spain, between them, have lost more than 141,000 lives to COVID-19, being blamed for many new flare-ups, clubs, street parties, and large family gatherings. Spanish Health Minister Salvador Illa has announced all nightclubs will be closed, and he issued a ban on outdoor smoking in public places where a distance of 2 meters cannot be maintained, also being limited to one person a day for each resident for only 1 hour. Spain has recorded almost 50,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the past 2 weeks. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Thousands of British tourists in France scrambled to get home early in the weekend, trying to avoid the need to self-quarantine for 14 days. France has seen a 66% rise in COVID infections over the past week. The British self-isolation rule for travelers returning to the UK from France goes into effect today. Italy is worried about the pandemic's effects on next weekend's Ferragosto holiday, when millions of people normally celebrate with trips to domestic beaches and mountain areas or go abroad. On the island of Capri, the mayor has expanded a face mask order. Instead of just at night, those coverings are now required for the entire day. Italy yesterday recorded 574 new COVID cases, the largest daily number since late May. In Greece, new limits on restaurants, bars, and nightclubs that operate past midnight have been expanded to more of the country, including Athens. On the popular tourist islands of Paros and Antiparos in the Aegean, gatherings of more than 9 people have been prohibited. At this point, Greece has been spared the full wrath of the pandemic, with 6,600 cases at a cost of 223 lives. The global COVID numbers, meanwhile, continue their cruel climb. The case count is approaching 21.2 million. With a death toll of 766,000. Topping the list is the United States with 5.3 million infections and well over 168,000 fatalities. Latin America is the world's worst hit pandemic region. Its caseload is more than 6 million. To accelerate, even as many nations begin to relax their lockdowns. The Pan American Health Organization is warning of an increase in other diseases due to the saturation of health services and the suspension of routine vaccination campaigns as a result of the coronavirus. The International Monetary Fund predicts that the regional economy will shrink by almost 9.5% this year. Brazil has the most COVID cases in the world after the United States. The country has suffered over 106,000 COVID fatalities. Peru and Chile have the highest caseloads and number of deaths in the world per 100,000 inhabitants. European Union foreign ministers have agreed to drop a new round of sanctions against Belarus, the former Soviet republic. This in response to longtime President Alexander Lukashenko's post-election crackdown. He claimed an overwhelming victory, though his political opponents insist the win was fraudulent. Sweden's foreign minister Ann Lind said the EU will initiate a process of sanctions against those responsible for the violence, arrests, and fraud in connection with the voting. Officials said none of the 27 ministers objected to the idea of sanctions. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered ByteDance to divest the U.S. operations of its video sharing app, TikTok, within 90 days. It's the latest effort to ramp up pressure on the Chinese company over concerns about the safety of the personal data it handles. More news online at voanews.com. By remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.